Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mother Nature may help with this, Phil.
It might. A little bit of drizzle, a little bit of rain, a little bit of reason not to go outside could go a long way towards achieving the goal of social distancing. But Stan, I've got to tell you, I've been out and about myself in San Francisco and the area checking things out, and it's tough. It's tough to keep the lines from bunching up despite efforts, because even in day-to-day life, you know, you just sort of slip around. One good example of where it's working was Trader Joe's on 4th Street in San Francisco, where they actually marked off the aisles leading up to the cash registers. So this is 6 feet, that's 6 feet, that's 6 feet. And the people were going along with it, especially after they had their hands in carts, spritzed coming in. But then I went to the Tenderloin, where the problem is really problematic for health reasons and because of the homeless. The city is allowing tents to go up because there's just not enough room in shelters, but keeping those tents at a safe distance and the people in those tents and out of those tents while they're lining up for their pre-lunches and such is really tough. And a lot of times the cops are very frustrated because although the rules say and the law says that they can issue citations, they're being instructed to no, just be educational, which often means, you know, loud and long arguments with people that wind up going nowhere.
Well, and you know, you have the DA in San Mateo County, you know, Mr. Wagstaff saying he's not fooling around. I mean, he's basically saying we'll prosecute if we can't talk people into splitting up and spreading out, then go ahead and write a ticket, and we'll take him to court.
That's right. And now Steve is saying that, but Steve's the district attorney, not necessarily the person on the ground.
Yeah.
He is not going to be handing out those tickets. And it's a tug of war for law enforcement and the like, because when you do cite or when you start going at that, you're not trying to create a bigger problem than you have. What you're trying to do is just manage things. And if you come across a group of people in a park and they're reasonable, you say, hey, we got to break up. 90% of the time, they follow the orders. Now, the thing is that you're sitting there going, okay, we're hoping that in this pandemic that everybody is reasonable, because you don't want to be tying up firefighters, or you don't want to be tying up police or anybody else that has something more important to be doing, trying to police common sense. I know it might be a strange concept for some, but no, you aren't special. And when you do find yourself in a situation where you inadvertently are bunching up, step back and have everybody else step back. Chances are they'll follow your lead. So in some cases, we can be our own best police and not have to, you know, depend on them to come out and cite and then go to the courts, and God knows how long that's going to take, because this problem is immediate, and citations don't end the spread of this immediately, and that's what we're looking for. Court dates down the line aren't going to be helping us much.
I kind of feel like I need a 6-foot diameter hula hoop that I could sort of put over me and walk around, because some people just don't seem to be getting the memo.
You know, that might be something that we might see on Amazon.com next. You could strap it around your shoulders. It would be like a hula hoop, you know?
I'll send the NDA over. You and I can start working on this. Maybe we can hit the market by Monday.
Self-policing, self-distancing. I think we've got something here. I'll talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.